from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
And now we're into pads, and now we're playing the real game. So the techniques and fundamentals, some of that still doesn't change. We've been working on those, and it's important that those carry forward today when we're in pads.
Mike Danger.
Right now, feels like this could be as good as it gets in terms of where the Bills are at, how they look, the overall climate around the organization right now.
Gene Battaglia.
Perfect weather. Yes, there were some mistakes on the field, but knock on wood or something. Like, we can't report on any injuries here, folks. Everything really feels good in the sunshine here at Fisher.
We love you!
Oh, we love you too. Thanks, Perino clan. How nice. We just got Perino bombed. I love it.
Thank you.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Buffalo Bills training camp live from St. John Fisher University, brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Avenue, Ridge Road, Webster, aceswim.com, and Maddie's Motorsports, with locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville. All guests join us in the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat, guests like Maddie Glab, Sal Capaccio, and also Buffalo Bills defensive end Groot. Greg Rousseau.
Let me shake your hand.
We stopped by the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia earlier today. In case you missed it, we wanted to get you that conversation. Greg Rousseau, earlier today here in the sports bar, and it feels like as camp goes on, the intensity kind of ratchets up a little bit. We saw a skirmish yesterday. Yeah. We saw a skirmish again today. Quick. What does Sean McDermott say about those?
I mean, those are good. You know, when you're trying to build a team and you're competing at a high level, stuff like that can happen because we both want to win. Offense and defense, we go at it like back and forth all day long. So I mean, we're each of us are trying to best the other side. So I mean, I feel like they're normal and I feel like they're honestly good. They bring you closer together.
Yeah, in the heat of the moment, though, do you have to catch yourself like, oh, wait a second, you know? Yeah,
like, I know that guy.
Yeah. Is that a little different?
Yeah, you can't let it get too crazy. You know, you don't want to like take your helmet off, hit nobody with it or anything, but like, I mean, the physicality out there, it's going to happen sometimes.
So how, if at all, is this defense going to look a little bit different now with Bobby Babich? And what have you noticed about him and what he brings to the table so far?
The juice that he brings day in and day out. He's pushing us, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no us thinking about how last year we went or whatever, or relying on that. Like, now we know it's a new season and we got to bring our A game, game in and game out, and practice in and practice out. So, I mean, We're ready for us to play at, and demands us to play at. It's through the roof.
Was that needed, Greg? Because I mean, you had soft spoken Leslie Frazier. It was intense, but you know, not the big Sean McDermott last year, and then Babich comes in. It feels like a completely different breath of fresh air.
Yeah, for sure. And I'd also say that Coach McDermott was also a very, like, he was demanding a lot from us. You know what I'm saying? And Coach Babich is on the same. It's on the same vibe. He's on the same intensity vibe, and it's got to be physical. It's got to be intense. Like, it's just, there's no, you know what I'm saying? There's no lull or none of that.
Greg Rousseau is our guest. It's not just Coach Babich, but Coach Washington goes to Chicago. You've got a new defensive line coach. What's it like? Tell us a little bit about Marcus West. What's it like working for him?
He also brings the juice, and he was here with us last year too. So, I mean, it's not too different because they have some of the same philosophies. And I feel like with D-line, it's simple. You know, get off the ball. Got to have good hands and good eyes and good feet. You know what I'm saying? It's everything in our defense is penetration. So that's what we rely on.
Greg, we've heard a lot so far at camp about Von Miller and some of the comments he made at the beginning of camp saying basically that last year he probably pushed himself a little bit. How does he look to you? Did you notice a difference from last year's Von Miller to what we've seen so far at camp this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I've definitely noticed a difference. And he's worked really hard to recover from his injury, and I'm glad to see him back out here doing his thing and looking like the old Von.
Go back to what you're talking about technique there, because you're bringing up the hands and the footwork. How much of it, what you're doing right now, is actually the technique? And how do you improve on that through the course of the year?
I feel like you just got to be real intentional. You know what I'm saying? Like, get for the first, like, five games of the season, a lot of teams win games based off just fundamentals, whether it's blocking, catching, tackling, just simple things like that. I mean, doing simple better gets you so much further. Than any sport, whether it's basketball, football, just having the right fundamentals goes a long way.
Daquan was on with us on Friday, and we asked him about the pads coming on, which happened today for the first time. Yeah. Greg Rousseau, our guest here in the sports bar. And he said, you know what? Pads on, pads off, it doesn't really make that big of a difference for us because we're using our hands so much. Talk a little bit about that. That he's basically like, yeah, it doesn't really matter. I mean, we're all using our hands, and whether we have the pads or not, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, the pads being on, it's not a big deal for me. As you can see, it's not a big deal for DQ either. Because we go out there, if you're using the right technique, you're using your hands. You're not really hitting people with your shoulder unless you're just thudding up a ball carrier. So, I mean, it's really all about hands, using that extension, using your length, like things like that. That's where more the technique comes into play, not just running out there headbutting people or hitting people with your shoulder.
Greg, the Bills did pick up your fifth-year option, so coming down the pike here, I mean, that's going to be a storyline. Is that an extra motivator for you? Where is it in your mind right now?
I really don't think about it much. I mean, I'm glad it was picked up for sure. And I know I just got to keep on working, keep on getting better. I feel like I got work to do. I got to keep on proving myself day in and day out. You know, it's not based on what you did. It's based off of what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? In the future or in the present. So I just got to keep on working and keep on getting better.
What do you view your ceiling as?
I don't even think I have a ceiling. I feel like I can just keep on getting better and the sky's the limit. You know, like I don't put any limitations at all on myself. I feel like I could be an all-pro, so I'm just keep on putting the work in, keep doing what I got to do, and keep on shooting for the stars.
Greg, I think you're one of the best run defenders in the league. How much pride do you take in that side of the game?
Definitely a lot. You know, being able to stop the run is what earns you the chance to rush the passer on second and long, third and long. So definitely do. I definitely take a lot of pride in it. I'm going to keep doing that. It also improving on my pass rush.
One thing I just noticed about Greg, and this is the second time we've had you in the sports bar, a lot of your teammates are tatted up. No ink. None that are visible. No tattoos.
None. Yeah.
If you were to get a tattoo, what would you get?
If I got a tattoo, probably like a Bible verse. You know, I'm real big on my relationship with God and stuff like that and just my faith. So probably a Bible verse, but nah, I feel like I'm organic, you know what I'm saying? I don't really need
that. Well, you and Matt Collins, you going to walk around barefoot as well?
Maybe. We'll see. He doesn't have tattoos either, right?
You know what? I didn't notice any. I don't think so.
Can't make that assumption, right?
I haven't seen any.
No, but the barefoot thing, is that talked about? I mean, we're trying to figure out, should we incorporate that into our lives there? So,
I mean, it's good for your feet sometimes to breathe, you know what I'm saying? Like, even kids go in shoes so soon that it never really lets their feet spread. That's why you see, like, people's toes will be all jammed up because your feet never really get a chance to spread out and breathe. So it's good to walk around barefoot sometimes. I do it really often, pretty much. Like, not, like, if I'm going to, like, the store, no. But if I'm, like, around the house or just in the grass or in the walkthrough, I'll do it. I'll walk around barefoot.
Now, Greg, we know that we hear from Sean McDermott, we hear from Josh Allen, they always say the same thing. We love coming away to camp. Are you there? I mean, this is your fourth year with the team.
Yeah.
Have you gotten tired of it yet?
Nah. I'm not getting tired of it. I actually honestly love coming to camp just like they do because I feel like it's a good chance to just focus on ball, focus on what's most important to me, which is football. You know what I'm saying? Football is a huge part of my life, you know what I'm saying, and just trying to help this team win. I know if I'm getting better as a player, I know if I can do my part and go out there and play good on Sundays, I know I'm going to help this team get closer to its goals, you know what I'm saying? So just being able to come here, build that camaraderie with the guys and this gel and build that bond, I feel like it really comes through for you at times during the season where you look to the dude next to you and you say, like, we've been to St. John Fisher. We were going through all those dog days at camp and all that stuff together. It brings you closer at the end of the day. So there's definitely a method behind it.
What is it like just being a Buffalo Bill? If you play in a bigger city, you have other professional athletes, other options. Yeah. The Bills mean so much to this area. What's it been like here 4 years for you in Western New York?
It's been special for sure. You know what I'm saying? Football-wise, fan-wise, it's been the best time of my life just to see how much we mean to the fans out here and how they'll drive all the way out here to Rochester to come watch us practice, and the practices are always sold out. And then we have fans probably in Rochester as well. I mean, it's a special spot. So, I mean, it's always great to come out here and see the fans, and it's just a special place in general.
Well, they're waiting for you. We don't want to keep you up anymore. We appreciate you making some time for us here after practice.
For sure.
You hit the ice tub already, though, right?
Yep, had to.
How'd that feel?
Great.
Amazing, right?
How does it feel great, though? I mean, explain that to me. Like, I would think it'd be painful.
It's kind of painful, but the fact that your body is, like, hot and you're, like, about to overheat from the sun, it feels good. But if you're just, like, at room temp, like, if I try to get in right now, or if I'm, like, in the middle of my day and I try to get in, it's going to suck. But if you go for, like, a crazy jog and it's, like, super hot, it's 95 degrees out, and you hop in the ice tub, it's not as bad.
Sucks for maybe, like, the first 2 seconds, 3 seconds.
It's just getting in.
Then take a couple of breaths.
Take a deep breath. Let the blood start flowing. You're good.
Yeah. Greg, appreciate you stopping by again, man. Stay healthy.
Thank you.
He is Groot. Greg Rousseau. Stopping by the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Day 5 of Buffalo Bills training camp.
I don't think that's a tough decision, right, when it comes around. If he continues, if he gets 8-9 sacks, knowing the rotation, but if he is one of the best run defenders, as he is, it kind of grades out in that category. If he takes his game up just another half level, I don't think there's any question that you're signing him long-term.
Are you viewing Greg Rousseau the way we kind of viewed Tremaine Edmonds at the end of his tenure?
No.
Not at all.
No, because I view Tremaine Edmonds as the guy who sometimes didn't know where he was supposed to be, and, you know, it's evident by, you know, the long touchdown pass, you know, overtime against Tampa. I mean, there's a lot of great physical ability.
I think that's the commonality between Rousseau and Edmonds, is that physically they are both specimens. The difference, I think, is that with Rousseau, you can see the improvement from year to year to year, and with Edmonds, you wanted to see more. You just wanted to see just a little bit more than what we saw.
What didn't help Tremaine Edmonds was Danger. It was one of our first camp shows. He's being compared to Ray Lewis?
Right.
Wait, no. Right. Stop. Don't do that. Like, let somebody develop their own identity, and then maybe 5-6 years and we can have that conversation. But when you're setting the bar that high, it's difficult. Now, I don't think we were comparing Greg Rousseau to Bruce Smith.
Right.
I don't remember that, but I think it's interesting when we brought Greg up with Sal Capaccio, and Sal brought up the name of A.J. Epineza. Now, A.J. Epineza, like, yeah, quality player, but when he started out, it was always like, oh, okay. Especially early on, like going into year three, is he going to make the team? And you see a little bit more year by year by year to the point where, yes, you can still improve here in year 5, year 6 in the league.
Yeah. Greg Rousseau and all of our guests appear in the sports bar on the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat. Want to thank Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Ave, Ridge Road, Webster, aceswim.com, and also Maddie's Motorsports for sponsoring the sports bar here live from St. John Fisher with locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com. So we had Sal Capaccio on with us. You mentioned it last hour. Maddie Glab stopped by, and, of course, Greg Rousseau. We'll get all of those conversations up and available for you. Wherever you get your podcast later on this evening, just search out the sports bar, and you'll always be up to date with what's happening here at St. John Fisher University for Buffalo Bills training camp. So what happened today at camp, Gino?
Well, yeah, a little feisty. I mean, as you might expect here first full day in pads. And I mean, Sean McDermott, we had the soundbite in sports there. It's almost like you could kind of foreshadow that something like this would have happened today. But we're not talking about anything major breaking out.
Alec Anderson is the name that I think is the constant between yesterday and today in terms of these skirmishes breaking out. And today's skirmish was explosive but brief. And I have a feeling while you like the intensity and you like the competition that's out there, if you're Sean McDermott, you probably aren't a big fan of teammates going after other teammates. But the intensity does ratchet up with the pads. You just can't do anything about that.
Yeah. I mean, what did Greg Brousseau just tell us? No swinging helmets or anything. What was that? That was Aaron Donald years ago. That was okay. No. We're not doing anything like that. And when I'm telling you, these were quickly broken up. It's okay. I don't. Look, nobody wants to see anybody get hurt, but this is going to happen here on a day that, on the field, you're pushing 90 degrees there today. You also did have a little bit of a skirmish between Kyer Elam today and Mac Hollins. Hollins being the guy who brings the juice on offense, but I love seeing Kyer Elam stick up for himself. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, a couple of players out with injuries. Most notably would be safety Mike Edwards, who's now week to week with a hamstring injury. Which is a tough go for Edwards, who missed most of OTAs. He missed minicamp and was working with both the first and second team here to start off camp. This was late in yesterday's practice that he came up with the hamstring injury. Nobody really knew about it until Sean McDermott addressed the media this morning and mentioned that Edwards would be week to week. There's an opportunity there for not only DeMar Hamlin, but also the rookie Cole Bishop. And then on the offensive side of the ball, wide receiver Chase Claypool is day-to-day with an ankle-slash-foot injury. And again, more opportunities lie ahead for those trying to make this squad. We mentioned Tyrell Shavers because Sean McDermott mentioned him in glowing terms.
Well, he called him like, when I look up consistency in the dictionary, there's a picture of Tyrell Shavers. I'm thinking, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, he's telling you he's got a great chance to make this team. Which, if he makes the team danger, well, who doesn't?
Right.
And Mike Edwards, I think, makes this team, even though he might start. We're a long way off here on that. Marquez Valdes-Scantling hasn't been a guy who has exactly popped here at camp, but what they brought him in for was to make plays in January, not necessarily in July. So we're talking with Sal Capaccio. He's like, look, they're going to give MVS all sorts of runway on this. So Shavers is he's going to make the decision tough. I'll put it that way.
We saw an injury today during practice as well, right at the start of the 11-on-11 drills, and that's running back Ty Johnson, who was tackled by Bernard. He was down for a bit and eventually walked off the field with trainers holding his right leg was the leg that was bothering him. So we'll find out probably in the next 24 hours what the extent of that Ty Johnson injury is and how much time he may miss here while we're here at St. John's.
Yeah, that's kind of a tough one. I mean, we don't really spend a lot of time in the backfield. In case you're wondering, too, James Cook was back today at practice, missed Sunday because of a personal reason, which was excused. You have Ray Davis, you have James Cook, and then I think you have Ty Johnson. And I think most of us would call it kind of a day here. So you're hoping that everybody's going to be healthy.
Matt Milano, Von Miller, and Taron Johnson all getting veterans' days off for rest today at practice. And again, today, day one with pads on, so a little bit more of an intensity. Hotter tomorrow.
Yeah.
So tomorrow the intensity will be once again ratcheted up with the pads on. Just been a joy, a treat to be able to watch these guys get after it every single day and watching each position go through their own drill and their own paces before putting it all together on those 11-11 drills. It's been a lot of fun, and today's practice was no different.
Yeah, Joe Brady will talk tomorrow morning. They kind of rotate between McDermott and the coordinator. So today was McDermott's turn to talk. Joe Brady will take the podium prior to practice. It's 9:45 for tomorrow. And then Wednesday's a true off day. Like, that's going to be off. Thursday, they're back. And then Friday, They'll do something light here in the morning that's not open to us in the media or any fans for that matter. They want you Friday out at the stadium for the blue and the red scrimmage, which I do believe there are some tickets still available for that.
Yes. While things are going swimmingly here at Bills camp, you look around the rest of the NFL, Gino, and see a handful of issues that some of the teams that might be of interest to Bills fans are going through, including the Bengals, who are at camp without their best receiver and pass rusher missing practice. In the case of Jamar Chase, he hasn't practiced since the start of training camp, and nobody's really addressing as to why he's not out there. I think we can all connect the dots.
Yeah.
He wants to get paid more than the just over $1 million base salary that he's due this year, especially when you look around the league and you see what other players are getting, including this recent report that CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys are closing in on a deal.
So the Bengals could have done this before Justin Jefferson. They certainly could have done it before CeeDee Lamb, if that's true. So,
yeah.
Like, what is the strategy for Mike Brown other than to say, I'm the man and I don't want to pay anybody? I'm going to stand by this. I think the Bengals, because of the way they're run, the end's closer than we think here.
I mean, I think if you have a healthy Joe Burrow, much like we view Josh Allen here, I think that can be a deodorant for a lot of things that could go wrong. But that's the big question mark for me. I don't know how healthy Joe Burrow is. We've got a guy talking about his football mortality, and how does that wrist look? Without Jamar Chase out there on the practice field, you got to worry a little bit, especially if he is going to make a return at some point. Without getting those reps, the soft tissue injuries that seem to linger and creep up on people who miss time this time of the season. Also, Trey Hendrickson, who's missed three practices in a row now after participating in the first day of training camp. Now, supposedly that's an injury, but he also was one who requested a trade earlier in the offseason before reversing course, saying that he wanted to stay a Cincinnati Bengal for a long time. Both of these players, both Chase and Hendrickson, looking for a new deal.
Where the Bengals are a competitor, and yes, that is a team that Buffalo certainly has to get past. I don't think any of us are really worried about the Patriots. They're on a long-term rebuild here, but they do have some talent, right? Matthew Judon, what makes this story different, Danger, is, yeah, you have contract disputes all the time.
Sure.
Usually this is behind closed doors.
That's
usually,
right.
Yeah, this was right out in front of everybody. Where Gerard Mayo, the head coach, getting into it with Matthew Judon, and then Matthew Judon leaving practice. I think we're kind of left to assume what was that conversation about. Judon is in the final year of a four-year, $54.5 million contract.
I think they just restructured last year, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, so he wants some more bonus money and tack on another year. I don't know, actually, what Matthew Judon wants other than, give me a little bit more security. But you... To me, on both sides, this is not what you want. This in front of the cameras, and if you're the Patriots, are you feeling calls tonight on Matthew Judon? I am. Like Matthew Judon, whoever he plays for this year, whether it's New England or somewhere else, he's going to bring that team. But by the time New England gets good, is Matthew Judon going to be still in the plans? Probably not.
Well, I wonder if how Matthew Judon is dealing with his situation with the Patriots is viewed unfavorably by teams that might have an interest in a player like Matthew Judon, because I think that's part of it. We know what he is on the field. We know what he is when he wants to play, when he wants to be out here. We also know that now for 2 years in a row, you've had Matthew Judon upset about his contract situation. It's like, man, dude, it is what it is. The other team that is of relevance to the Bills that suffered a loss today at training camp would be the Texans. And defensive end Danico Autry, who's going to miss the first six games of the season as he serves a suspension for PEDs, performance-enhancing substances. The NFL's policy was violated, and Autry, free agent acquisition, will miss the first six, including matchup against the Buffalo Bills.
I didn't know what was in the... That's the defense he went to, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
The idea that... he was given prescription medications and had a bad substance without his knowledge.
Did you put it in your mouth?
Yeah, I would just say if it's something you're going to ingest, you better make sure that it's not on that list if you're a professional athlete or especially if you're in the NFL. So just a handful of notes. And as I mentioned kind of in passing there, when it does break, when CeeDee Lamb does get that extension. We'll pass that along to you, but we're hearing that they're close on an extension. We'll see if we can get confirmation on that here.
Yeah, that's interesting that you take care of CD first. Parsons still another year. And the question is, do they end up paying Dak Prescott? I thought it was hilarious. Michael Florio called Jerry Jones cheap.
Kind of
hard to dispute that. Yeah. Oh, the Cowboys. Jerry Jones is more about being a businessman. Is he really about winning a Super Bowl?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the millionaires and billionaires that are out there got to where they are because they're cheap, because they know how to, you know, what they value. They know the value of their dollar. And so if you're Jerry Jones, is it really about winning, or is it about running a successful organization that has a healthy, stout bottom line? I think it probably matters more that the bottom line is healthy.
Well, kind of part and parcel with that, though, is you need talent to help make that, the Cowboys bottoming out this year. I've seen, it's an interesting debate. Like, could this team really kind of fall apart with Mike McCarthy? I still think there's way too much talent on the both sides of the ball for that to happen, and the NFC isn't the juggernaut the AFC is. But on the other hand, it feels like this kind of has a last dance feel to it for Dak Prescott here, in my opinion.
We've got a round of shots coming up next in the sports bar. Man, it feels like there's a lot of movement happening here just in advance of tomorrow night's trade deadline in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, we can talk about what the Yankees did here, but picking up Jazz Chisholm, okay, that helps your lineup, but where are you putting him defensively, and why is there actually another guy pushing back in this Yankee lineup? We'll explain that. There was some movement within division today. We've got some news also coming from overseas, the Olympics, and oh my gosh, if you're a head coach of a major Division I program, you can't be this unprepared.
Well, we'll get into the comments made by Deshaun Foster, his opening statement at UCLA's press conference. That's on the way next with a round of shots here in the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia as we continue live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp on the Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
First practice in full pads today saw a few scraps, including one between Mac Hollins and Kyrie Elam. Ed Oliver on gearing up for today.
I think it was solid for the first day. I think it's definitely a big margin where we can get better. But, you know, 907 is 907. It's pretty much all like this. Always in the first day of pads, you know, 907. Some really good things, some things not so good, but always room to grow.
There are some injuries to report. Safety Mike Edwards, week to week with a hamstring pull. Offensive lineman Mike Edwards is in concussion protocol. Wide receiver Chase Claypool, day to day with a toe issue. Veterans Day arrest today for Von Miller, Matt Milano, and Taryn Johnson. Baseball, the Rochester Red Wings off tonight. Omaha coming to town tomorrow. Major League Baseball trade deadline, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Justin Turner goes from Toronto to Seattle. We're live from Bill's camp at St. John Fisher. Gene Taglin, The Fan Rochester.
The Sports Leader, 95.7 FM, and streaming online at thefanrochester.com and the Odyssey app. This is The Fan Rochester.
Back in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. We are live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp, day 5 in the books. And we get to other stories from around the world of sports now with a round of shots, Gino.
Yeah, it hasn't been perfect over in Paris. The Olympic triathlon swimming training session today canceled. Second straight day canceled. This is due to poor water quality in the Seine River. Yeah. Heavy rains last weekend, increased level of pollution, and the sped up the river current. Organizers say they're optimistic that the swimming portion of the triathlon will not be affected as it begins tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, it won't be affected, but when the athletes come out of the water, they'll notice an extra appendage hanging off of them at some point. Just like that, it feels like the water that they're going to be swimming is straight out of Springfield in The Simpsons. What are we talking about here? It's a mess.
Do you have to sign a waiver before this?
Yeah, right.
I mean, and how strong is that waiver? A clip making the rounds today, this from the Olympics as well. Eurosport removing broadcaster Bob Ballard after he made a comment about the Australian women's swim team hanging out after they won gold, quote, "You know what women are like, hanging around doing their makeup." His broadcast partner, Lizzie Simmons, didn't exactly try to cover up for him, instead pointing it out right away. That's outrageous. You know, that to me, always, when you're pointing out something like that, Danger,
that draws more attention
Right. Big Ten Media Day, of course. This is now the really Big Ten now. New teams coming in, including UCLA and the new head coach there, former NFL running back DeShaun Foster. Foster's opening statement, well, didn't go so well.
Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A., it's us and USC. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm just basically excited, really. That's it. Yeah. Any questions?
Yeah. Any questions? Oh, boy.
Lots of questions.
Yeah, well, Danger, people are killing Foster for being unprepared, but who's running their PR department, I was just going to ask. That person should be fired. Like, getting up there and winging it, never a plan.
I just wonder if that moment was, I mean, this is a professional athlete, so he's been on the biggest stages. You would think that being up there speaking to the media wouldn't be the kind of thing that freezes you up, but it just sounds like he froze up, or that if he had thoughts or anything prepared, it just got lost because of the freeze of being in front of people. That's a hard one for me to understand, other than he just wasn't prepared. Wasn't prepared to go up there. And by the way, if you're in the Big Ten, you look at that, you're like, fresh chum in the water. UCLA is going to be a W. Yeah. If you're looking forward to UCLA on your schedule, you feel even better about it after hearing Foster showing up to Big Ten Media Day unprepared.
Chip Kelly's laughing his ass off, isn't he?
Come on. Yeah. I mean, like, it's not even the same. I would imagine that the results will be far worse with Foster than they were with Chip Kelly. Not good enough with Chip Kelly, sure, but showing up unprepared, if that's indeed what happened here, that doesn't bode well.
Well, people are, I'm not a good public speaker. I can't. Can you prepare? Can you rehearse? Right. It doesn't have to be great.
Right.
All he has to do is go up there, talk about his players, talk about, you know, some of the competition. Look, he froze. Yeah, we're in L.A. Really? Really?
Is that what the L.A. and UCLA stands for? Okay, good. Got it.
Major League Baseball trade deadline, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And the Yankees got to jump on this over the weekend. They need a spark plug for their offense. I like this, actually. Jazz Chisholm coming from the Marlins. But question is, the lineup, put him at the top. But where should the Yankees actually play him? Outfield is crowded right now. Chisholm played second base in Miami, but the Yankees have a second baseman in Gleyber Torres. But what about third base? The Yankees really need a third baseman. Well, Chisholm says, yeah, he's happy to learn it. Let's practice and let's go. Torres was asked that question, not so much saying, I'm a second baseman. Torres, the second baseman, who has the most errors in the position in the majors this season, with 17. Yankees at 6:40 tonight playing Philadelphia. That's on Amazon Prime and the MLB Network.
They play him in center last night, I want to say. I mean, like, that's an exciting addition if you can get Chisholm to kind of return to the form. They made a point on the broadcast that Chisholm is now reunited with his original batting coach with the Yankees now. That he maybe lost some of the good habits that he had earlier in his career, and now that he's reunited with his original batting coach, that maybe that's a, you know, we'll see an improved Chisholm here, a more productive Chisholm. That's what you're hoping for. But I like that move. That's a fun, exciting addition to an already stacked lineup that just kind of been underperforming this season.
Mike Danger, we're the Cardinals. We're going to make a run at this because we just made a trade today.
Mouth breathers.
Yes. Eric Fedde, who was with the Nationals last year, but he with the White Sox this year, 7-4, 3.11 ERA, and he's coming to the market that knows baseball the best.
Yeah, right.
St. Louis also getting this three-way trade. Tommy Pham.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. He goes from the White Sox. The Dodgers are also involved in this. Tommy Edmund gets shipped out. He goes to the Dodgers, and the Dodgers have had some injuries, certainly, so they'll use him in that. So that's the big pieces here, and then the White Sox getting prospects all in return here.
That's a team that's bad, that's hoping that some of those prospects pan out. But with the White Sox, man, I feel like they just can't get out of their own way. What do they see? That A.J. Pierzynski is in line to be the next manager of that? Like, okay. Like, we're just throwing things against the wall.
Yeah, well, maybe they can bring back Tony La Russa one more time, perhaps, too. Like, and, look, this happened on Friday. We didn't get to it. One of your favorites, future Hall of Famer, minor league rehab, had a setback, and who knows when he's going to be coming back. Mike Trout.
Oh, yeah. Hey, great player. Not a winner.
If he asked for a trade to, like, the Phillies or the Mets or the Yankees or whatever, he'd be a winner. Is that what we're saying?
I mean, I don't know. That's what we just haven't seen it, right? We haven't seen that guy win. He needs to win. He's not a winner.
Angels are a mess, certainly, and I don't know if they have anything that anybody would value at the trade deadline. Finally, Danger, what do we think about the Tennessee Titans this year?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, whatever happens, a lot of it has to do with the young quarterback, Will Levis, second year. Levis taking to Instagram today, sharing the story of his new love interest. That's former Bachelor contestant Victoria Fuller. I don't watch the show. I guess she won, and whoever the guy she was with that split up after a year.
What?
I know.
Stop. Really? It didn't work? I Gene, I thought you liked me. I should be sitting down. I could
the Golden Bachelor, and yeah, that didn't work either.
Ugh.
Levis posting a photo with Fuller, who was seen hugging him while on a boat. Okay, does she know that he actually puts mayo in his coffee? And by the way, did the Titans start camp? Like, where's his head at?
Right. Is he doing this was done recently, or this was done before camp?
No, this is done over the weekend.
Oh, so was Levis on a boat over the weekend with his new love interest?
I don't know if it was a day off or he's feeling guilty he's away from her. She apparently is some influencer in Nashville, so that's
Yeah. Influencers in Nashville, too. Again, I'm just clutching my pearls. I can't believe this is all happening. So. Yeah, Will Levis right now doesn't necessarily have football on the brain. Is that what we're deducing here?
I think that's fair to say.
Okay.
Well, he's got other things on the brain.
Right. I am not high on the Titans this year. I'm not necessarily down on Levis. I think last year he was kind of like thrust into this position that he's not ready for yet. He might be better this year, but again, like... are the Titans exciting?
The Titans were one of these teams that were actually... Can I say sneaky good? With like, you could trip people up on this trivia question. Only three teams in the AFC to make the playoffs in each year, 2019, 2020, 2021. Well, it's the Chiefs, it's the Bills. It was actually the Titans, too.
Huh.
Yeah, under what's his name there, Vrabel, they were always kind of competitive. But
right.
I just get the sense now that it's all going to kind of fall apart.
It very well could. That's not a team that I would have high hopes for it. And if you have your franchise quarterback or potentially your franchise quarterback worried more about sharing images with his new love interest than just, you know, being a quarterback of an NFL franchise, yeah, I might take exception to that if I'm running the Tennessee Titans. Just a little bit.
Just a wee bit.
Tomorrow on the show, we're back with another round of Buffalo Bills training camp. Day 6 tomorrow. And
sports talk excellence in the Flower City.
That's correct. And tomorrow, practice once again at 9:45. 9:15 tomorrow morning, we hear from offensive coordinator Joe Brady. And hopefully we'll get an update on the status of Ty Johnson in injury scare today during practice, leaving the field, favoring his right leg. We'll get a little diagnosis, hopefully, from Joe Brady as early as tomorrow morning when he speaks to the media at 9:15. And then, of course, we'll be around here to be your ears and eyes of practice tomorrow afternoon here at St. John Fisher before the guys take a day off in the middle of the week on Wednesday. And, of course, all leading up to Friday night, that's the return of the blue and the red at Highmark Stadium where the Bills will scrimmage in front of their fans.
A Zubaz. Zubaz. That's what I want Josh to come out with. You know, 2 years ago, the red helmet. Last year, something metallic blue.
So you're saying Zubaz themed?
Yeah,
Bills
like
helmet.
If he came out with like gray or silver or no. Let's step it up here.
Zubaz would be the one. Yeah,
Zubaz.
Yeah. Okay, that's your prediction for Friday. I mean, is that what we've been reduced to for the return of the blue and the red? I mean, like we used to like care about what. Actually happened.
11 on 11.
Now,
yeah,
now all
yeah.
we care about is what color helmet is Josh going to wear?
These are first world problems, Danger.
They really are, yeah. Man. They really are. If you missed any of today's show, we invite you to check us out, the free to download Audacy app, AUDACY. You can go back and listen to any part of the show that you may have missed for the next 72 hours. That includes our conversation with WGR's Sal Capaccio, who stopped by last hour, and Maddie Glab, Buffalo Bills reporter and One Bills Live. Also, Greg Russo, Groot, defensive end for the Buffalo Bills, stopped by the sports bar. We had a great conversation with him earlier today as well. Again, the Odyssey app, free to download, and you can listen to the sports bar for the next 72 hours and go back and listen to any part of the show that you may have missed. Our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp here at St. John Fisher is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Ave and Ridge Road, Webster, aceswim.com, and Maddie's Motorsports, locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com. So tomorrow, 9:15, Joe Brady speaks.
And we'll be talking to Matt Parrino tomorrow.
Of course.
It's a Tuesday. He'll be stopping by. And, yes, there are a lot of other things we're working on right now, too.
Matt Parrino of Syracuse.com and the Shout Podcast will get his observations on training camp up to this point. And, of course, get his full report from day 6 of Buffalo Bills training camp. That's coming up tomorrow morning with practice getting underway starting at 9:45. Have a great night and stand by for JR Sport Brief on the way next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.